Morning on the desert, and the wind is blowing free. And it's ours, just for the breathing. So let's fill up, you and me.
At the National Poetry Gathering in Elko, the arts in all of its forms take center stage. Western rural artists understand how music, poetry, and storytelling seem to communicate more intimately than by any other means. Artists such as Utah-born Jerry Brooks use this to their advantage to share both the charms and the challenges of rural living.
No more stuffy cities where you have to pay to breathe, where the helpless human creatures strive and move and throng and seethe.
Rural sociologist and dean of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences at Utah State University, John Allen, grew up on a cattle ranch in Baker, Oregon. His unique perspective combines academic research with real-life experiences to create a genuine take on what it means today to be a rural American.
In a rural area, you wave to everyone and you say hello. Whether you like them or not, you just go ahead and do that. In an urban area, you look down, you don't make eye contact. And I think it was really stressed me. I was in an elevator one day and there were all these people and they're touching you. And you're supposed to ignore them. You know, there's a real difference of how we look at interaction in a rural area versus an urban area.
He says one of the biggest concerns for rural Americans is youth out migration. Our modern society, both urban and rural, has become increasingly dependent on technology. So, in order to participate in this information age, we've had to have it in our lives, which has increased the cost of living. However, rural income has not necessarily increased at the same rate, so many youth now face a tough decision. Find a way to increase your income or move away.
We get roles differently in rural areas. In sociological terms, it's an ascribed process. If your mom did that for the church board, you did it. Not necessarily because you knew how to do it, just because they passed it down along those lines. And then in urban areas, you get a degree, and that is how you get your role. And so I see young people leaving rural communities. They go away, get their degrees, come back and say, I have a master's degree. I should be boss. And they go, no, I don't think so. Have you been an EMT? Were you on the volunteer fire department? And they're going, no, but I have this degree. And so it's really a different way of looking about how people get roles in society. And I found that fascinating, but it's just part of the differences between rural and urban areas.
In addition to learning about and celebrating the traditions of the West, many who attend poetry gatherings such as the one in Elko come away realizing that, in fact, we have many more similarities than differences.
I think it's really important to humanize. I think part of what I'm seeing right now is, whether it's the red, blue, urban, rural, political party to political party, is we've dehumanized. And I used to do mediations on reservations and different things. And somebody had said, and I don't know if it's true, but, it's harder to kill somebody if you've eaten with them. And what that really is that once I know you as a human being, some of the stereotypes that I've created about you disappear. And I find that you are a child, or you have children, you have parents, so do I. We try to have incomes, we have tensions in our lives, we have goals and dreams, and that reaches across both urban and rural. And so if we don't have this discourse, we allow those stereotypes to be enhanced. So I think it's important to have a conversation that's about the humanness of who we are that allows me now to value you.
And it is this humanness that we crave in a society that is constantly overloaded with the latest new methods of communication, says Allen. Singer-songwriter Bren Hill will share his life experiences through his music at the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. He says poetry and music still stand out as one of the most genuine and organic ways to reach one another.
God save some lucky men to be cowboys. No ordinary man can wear the name.
You know, it's art speaks right to the
hearts of gold.
Right to the heart, really. Gets to the heart of the matter. Music is a universal language, and it can get someone out of their element for a minute and move them to the perspective of the artist. If you go to the gathering and you listen to the poetry and music there, you will see the rural West through the eyes of horsemen, ranchers, and the artists who basically make their living out of the land. Art in its best form can change someone's perspective immediately.
And your daddy calls you a drifter. I call you cowboy.
From Utah Public Radio, I'm Allie Snow.